have to plug Top of the Hill Restaurant because Scott Maitland of Topo just so happens to be in the studio right now, along with Stefano Rivera and Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And we are here to talk about Launch, right? Meg, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so Launch has just launched cohort number 8, right? So now we've got 8 groups of startups, businesses that have come out of UNC and other places that are being incubated and launched in downtown Chapel Hill. So
right.
Meg, take it away. How's it going?
So Launch is in its 5th year, mm-hmm. And Launch is a business accelerator, now offering co-working and office space, and we'll get into that, that is a partnership of the town, the county, the university, a variety of nonprofits like the downtown partnership that came together to create this entity to really build the entrepreneurial ecosystem in downtown Chapel Hill and really in our community. And so Stefano can talk about the co-working and office space because Launch just recently expanded, doubled its size, mm-hmm. and it's right on Rosemary Street.
Yeah, so in mid-July, within the same building that we're already in, we opened 3,700 square feet of additional space. And so that's allowed us to do 2 things, really. Number one is have a dedicated space for our accelerator program, which is now in its 8th cohort. And number 2, allowed to take our original space and now rent that out to startups in the community. So we just started doing that. Obviously, if you are a local startup and you're interested in startup space and you want to join our community, and as opposed to just joining another co-working space, joining Launch is really exciting because you'll get the networking opportunities and you'll really join the entrepreneurship community in downtown and in Chapel Hill. So,
what has it meant for the businesses that are there now to have that extra space? How has it changed their experience?
Well, I think what it does for our current accelerator teams is it gives them the knowledge that they know there's somewhere for them to go when they mm-hmm. graduate the program, because I think that was something that we were always really interested in the past is, okay, we've brought these great companies in, they're with us for 6 months, and now we want to keep them in Chapel Hill, and we want to keep them in Orange County. And obviously, you know, everyone's talking about more office space in downtown, and this helps us.
Yeah, I think that one of the interesting aspects of the accelerator idea, as we look at American Underground success in Durham, and we see like HQ Raleigh success in Raleigh, is the fact that they had the real estate to work with. And so what's really interesting is that a large part of our effort over the last 5 years was not only to assemble the network and the talent surrounding the actual accelerator, but to really work hard on creating the actual space. And so we've got this 3,700 square feet that just came online, and there are rumors afoot of more square space becoming available. And we're, you know, it's strange because I think in this digital time that we live in, no matter how much we talk about the ability to create communities online, the idea of a physical anchor has really helped the creation of this community, and we really start to see it reaching a critical mass, especially because we're 8 cohorts into it now. So there's a lot of people that have come through the program. Mm-hmm.
Hearing from Scott Maitland there, and I'm about to sneeze, so never happens on the air, but it just did. I'm so excited about Launch that I sneeze. So, Scott,
don't ask what he just launched.
Yeah, right. Scott, you're an entrepreneur in residence at Launch. So what does that mean for you? Like, what is your role in terms of working with these other companies?
Well, I get to, unlike my own business, I get to pretend like I know what I'm doing. But no, it's really fantastic. We really work closely with the business school, the faculty, for lack of a better term, the EIR faculty at Launch is affiliated with the actual Center for Entrepreneurship Excellence at the business school, and we try to coordinate and bring about curriculum and leverage the resources, because there's plenty of obviously resources on campus, mm-hmm. And so as we, you know, hook in and integrate the Carolina Angel Network as a funding source, as we look at the Office of Technology Transfer, as we talk about latest research in terms of how to properly do marketing or advertising, and we really try to keep this vibrant and keep best practices alive, all through the lens of people that are actually doing it. So it's kind of a neat balance, because you get a good balance of academic but also real world, and BS has a way of kind of falling away.
Right.
And so it's really good. It's been a fascinating experience, and I think I've learned as much as I've taught, for sure.
Tell us about the Carolina Angel Network for people who don't know.
Yeah, so this is actually now headed up by Randy Meyer, who was one of my mentors at the business school. But Carolina Angel Network seeks to bring together successful alumni and friends of Carolina in order to pool resources to help fund early stage companies that are affiliated with Carolina. And it's been incredibly successful. And if folks would like to find out more about how to get involved with that, if you Google Carolina Angel Network, CAN, or Randy Meyer, you should be able to find. I'm sorry, I don't have the URL at the tip of my tongue, but if you Google Carolina Angel Network, you'll find the information necessary to get involved. And it's again, been very successful. And that's part of the challenge, is that it's the chicken and egg issue. You know, you don't have the companies until you have the real estate. You don't have the money until you have the companies. You don't have, right? And so you're fighting all these battles all at once, but I think that specifically with the success of the latest couple of cohorts, we feel like we've broken through a barrier and are achieving some great synergy.
Speaking with Scott Maitland, you just heard him, Stefano Rivera, also with Launch, Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, talking about Launch, which is currently on cohort number 8 as it enters its sixth year, I guess, now, technically, because we're 5 years in. So you mentioned some recent successes. What are some of the most successful businesses that have gone through Launch that people should know?
Yeah, we can list a couple, and I'm going to feel bad because we're going to...
Everyone's pointing at Stefano.
No, I'm wants to forget, and then get yelled at tomorrow. But
This is just some of the businesses that have been successful, among the successful ones.
So I think the three I always sort of bring up because they give a nice example of kind of the three different kind of companies that we have come through is... So first is UConnection, which was started by two UNC students. They're actually tennis players at the time, and... for most of you that don't know what UConnection is, basically it's an app on your phone as a student that you download, and then it allows businesses in the area to push notifications to you about current discounts. So let's say it's slow one afternoon at Top of the Hill, Scott could push out a discount to all the people on the app saying, hey, for the next hour at Top of the Hill, percentage off beer.
It's never actually slow at Top of the Hill.
That's right. Nor if the ABC's listening, would we ever discount beer to a select group of people.
Yeah,
but you get the idea.
Discount food. Sorry.
Discount food, yeah.
And then Seal the Seasons is a company that now that I think is in several states, South Carolina, Florida.
Yeah, they've been really expanding.
And they're moving up the East Coast as well, and they do a local... local frozen fruits, essentially, and they're able to sell them year-round, and that was also started by a UNC student as well. And then QuantWorks is another really successful company, and they actually stayed on in the Launch space and were leasing space with us for a long time, and now they're staying in Chapel Hill, and they're just moving down the street. So they're really like kind of a great success story on multiple levels, because they kind of did exactly what we'd want, which was to come into our program, to help us let them grow, then to stay in our building, to stay part of our community, and then to continue to rent office space in downtown Chapel Hill. So they've done a great job as well.
And we have other stories along the same lines. Keona Healthcare, which is still here in Chapel Hill, and has done fantastic work in terms of raising money, I think, in their class, their second tier or second round.
Yeah.
There's also Academic Benchmark Consulting, which is a group that allows universities to benchmark their expenditures against peer institutions across the country, and they are blowing up. They just got Temple, which is their 20th customer, yesterday. So they are working with 20 universities, and at their rate of growth, I think that the top 100, 150 universities are going to be using them here within the year. And a company that in my mind is very similar to Academic Benchmark Consulting, but it focuses on athletic departments, as Fanalytical. And that was a member of last cohort. But they are kind of doing the same thing, helping universities optimize opportunities within their athletic department by using big data. And it's kind of amazing the company that Paul and his team has built there with Fanalytical. So these are all companies that are staying in Chapel Hill, and they're all doing really well.
It's always really impressive to me whenever you start rattling off all of these cool companies that are just coming through this one accelerator in Chapel Hill, just how many niches there are to fill in the economy. I don't have the entrepreneurial mind, so when I hear one idea after another of, oh, this is a gap. This is something that people need. Let's fill it. This is something that people need. Let's fill that. And there's so many great ideas, like literally dozens of them now that are coming through this. UNC has its entrepreneurial program, which actively teaches people the skills that they need to do that. It's just so impressive to me. And the fact that there are these incubators and accelerators in town not only makes, and back to Meg on this, the Chapel Hill downtown economy much mm-hmm. more vibrant, but also just contributes to the economy as a whole. You've got See All the Seasons that's expanding beyond Chapel Hill. You got a lot of these other markets that are reaching in terms of their effects beyond Chapel Hill as well. But the impact on the mm-hmm. local economy has got to be pretty significant too.
Absolutely. And we can rattle off, you know, the investments that are made in these companies and the amount of money they're bringing in. But job creation is a big mm-hmm. piece of it too. These companies come in to launch and they grow because they're hiring interns. They're hiring, you know, other people to work. And as they grow, that has a fantastic impact on our economy here in Orange County. And I think another thing that is very interesting is the diversity of the businesses that are coming into and out of launch. I mean, the ones that they just kind of rattled off, you had sports, you had produce, you had retail, you had healthcare, you know, technology. It's really quite fascinating.
Yeah. Speaking with Meg McGurk, you just heard her, Stefano Rivera, Scott Maitland. We're talking about launch. And Stefano, you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but say a little bit more about the office space, the co-working space that's now open.
Yeah, so that's sort of our newest project, and we're really excited about it. So it's going to be in our original launch place. It's two floors. We have offices ranging from 1 to 3 people all the way up to 7 to 8 person-sized offices. You can also lease unassigned working space, so you can just come in and work in either our upstairs or downstairs lobby. And we also have assigned desks available, so you would just have a desk in one of our rooms. And like I said, I think the advantage of, you know, like Scott was saying, besides just working at home and being going to be around people, is also that it really plugs you in to the entrepreneurship community here. And because Launch is, you know, supported by the town, the county, and the university, as an entrepreneur, you get really kind of immediately plugged into those systems as well. So that's really nice.
One of the things I thought was interesting, I was speaking with Larry Robbins at an event last week, unrelated to Launch altogether. And Larry, for those in the know, would recognize that name. He's an attorney that's been involved with startups for 20 years, really one of the you know, godfathers of the startup community in the Triangle. And what he was excited about was the idea that for the first time ever, he thought that it was actual entrepreneurs themselves taking a leadership role instead of the accountants and the attorneys. And we really, in my mind, the fact that Larry would say that means that we've come a long way in a very short time, because that's in fact what's starting to happen, is that we are developing our own, lack of a better word, community or alumni, and we're coming back and we're you know, really starting to see that synergy build in a way that's far greater than anything I've seen in the 25 years I've been here.
There's that revolution in movies back in the 70s where the studio system went away and the producers and the pencil pushers stopped pushing the movies, and it became all about the directors and their vision. And that's what you're describing with this too. And the movies got better, and so did the businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're in the movie business. We're back to the
producer system. Yeah, no, of course. We just got to keep going down that road, right? All right. Speaking with Scott Maitland, Stefano Rivera, Meg McGurk, what else do people need to know about Launch before we let you go? Where else can people go to get more information?
Yeah, so if you go to launchchapelhill.com, you'll see more information about, one, our accelerator program, and two, the new office space that we're able to now lease. And the third thing I would like everyone to know is that applications for our 9th cohort are going to open October 1st. So if you are a local entrepreneur or you have a startup already and you're interested in learning more, please visit our website and then make sure to come back October 1st and apply.
How far along do you have to be in terms of your business to apply?
Question. Yeah. So what we like to tell teams for Launch Chapel Hill especially is you've got to be out of the idea phase and have made some kind of traction on it. So if you're launching a website that's going to sell a product, we'd really love you to have that product already made and have the website up and running. And then really what I think our EIRs do a great job of is then giving you the strategies and giving you the support to then scale. You know, each cohort's a little different, and so we don't want to say, oh, you know, you have to be at this point, because we kind of look at the applicants and we look at, you know, what we think would be a good cohort to bring together. But generally speaking, out of the idea phase and ready to scale.
Right. And I think the scaling is key. And this effort, and especially with the co-working and all of that, we're not trying to provide space for service providers. This is a different, this is for folks that are building companies that are going to scale, and obviously we need service providers to help us do that, but this is really focused on using these resources to help companies scale. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Again, launchchapelhill.com, that's the website. So go there, find out more, and again, get ready to apply if you've got an idea that's getting out of the idea phase. You're starting to produce things. You need some help. This is a great place for it. It's right here locally. Meg McGurk, Stefano Rivera, Scott Maitland, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.